Welcome to another exciting episode of the original guru of Good Game. I am your host, OG Zero Game, or you can just call me Zero G for short. And on tonight's exciting episode, listen, we got some hot information for you this time around, and we're going to have a link on our Facebook page. Well, it's a group, Original Guru of Good Game, and you go to our Facebook page. Then we'll throw a link up there so you can go, you know, get your purchase on, because what we're about to review today is some hot-ass information. This shit here will change your fucking perspective on how you deal with the shit on a day-to-day basis. And I just had to say that because it's straight-up good shit, man. I personally, myself, I go back and reference this motherfucker on a regular basis. That's how hardcore this shit is. So, without further ado, let's get down to it so I can tell you what the fuck I'm talking about so y'all can stop sitting there wondering what the fuck is he talking about. And here it is. It is a book, and it is called Get Anyone to Do Anything, the sensational New York Times bestseller. Never Feel Powerless Again, with Psychological Secrets to Control and Influence Every Situation. Author of the Never Be Lied To Again book, David J. Lieberman, PhD. Listen, this book is some serious shit. Now, this gentleman, David J. Lieberman, used to work for the government, more specifically the CIA. He was basically the guy that wrote the interrogation techniques they used to get information from, you know, people that they, you know, trap up and need to get information from. And, you know, this is nothing about torture and none of that shit. This is playing with a motherfucker's head to give you information that normally you didn't think you would be able to get. And this man is incredibly intelligent. I mean, this is some serious shit. You know, I'm gonna just give you a little idea. I'm gonna read from the back cover of what they had to say about this joint so you can get an idea of what you're dealing with. All right. And this is from Simone Spence, founder of the Spence Foundation, awarded the Senate citation for child support enforcement and named Pioneer Woman of the 90s. The United States owes Dr. Lieberman our deepest gratitude. His techniques are simple to use, extremely effective, and have made our job of helping children significantly easier. Now, it ain't a bad endorsement, if I do say so myself. But, you know, you take it how you hear it. All right, the next one is Publishers Weekly. And they write, it cuts to the chase, presenting simple, concise techniques and useful strategies rooted in basic human psychology and supported by numerous studies. And I did a little checking up in a reference. Yeah, it's a whole lot of studies that you know, they can verify are factual. And the last endorsement that he got on the book, of course, you know, they put that best ones on there, but this is a good one too. Self Magazine writes, ever wish you could win people over to your point of view, no matter how crazy your idea? You can, with these tools to successful persuasion. And, you know, like I said, that's just, you know, a few. Of course, you know, you pick the best ones, but like I said, you take it as you hear it and make the determination yourself. I still recommend you get the book, read it over, because some of this stuff you might already be doing, but I can guarantee you a lot of this stuff you're not. And you're really going to want to get down on some of that shit, because it will take a lot of stress and a lot of frustration out of your life that you have to deal with on a daily basis. Now, let's get into reading a little bit about this. And here's what also from the back cover to give you an idea of what you're dealing with. The legendary leader in the field of human behavior delivers the national best-selling must-read phenomenon that changed the rules. Utilizing the latest advancements in human behavior, Dr. Lieberman's critically acclaimed techniques show you step by step how to gain the clear advantage in every situation. In every situation. That's some serious shit. When you know, when you step out that door, nobody gonna wrap you up in no bullshit that you cannot handle and get yourself the fuck out of. That's why this is important. And it's even more important, even if you are doing some of this shit, to recognize what you're doing. It makes it easier for you to apply it when you need to, instead of it just happening by happenstance, or you got lucky, or, you know, individual might have said something that allowed you to move into that technique. But right here, you'll know how, what the technique is, how to apply the technique, and when to apply the technique. Now, that's some valuable shit to have on your game plan. So we're going to get into what's in this book, and here's some of the things that you can find in this book. Get anyone to find you attractive. See page 11. Now, for us ugly motherfuckers out here, that's a godsend. Because, you know, ugly people have a hard time attracting any damn body. But if we can get a leg up to at least get some regular attraction, you know, mainly just to get some ass, then hey, all fair is in love and war, right? That's what they say. And let's see, here we go. Get the instant advantage in any relationship. See page 21. Now, a lot of you ladies out here, you might want to take advantage of that little technique so you can get some advantages in your relationship, so you just ain't the one being used as a doormat, walked all over and cheated on all the damn time. And fellas, if the shoe fits for you, same shit. Because see, this shit works male, female. There is no gender specific way any of these techniques work, because we all go through this shit, male and female. But it is a godsend to have knowledge of what you dealing with and how to deal with it in a way that helps benefit you mentally, emotionally, and more importantly, physically. Because, you know, people get in that situations where they taking an ass whooping for making the wrong comment at the wrong time to the wrong person. This and might help prevent that shit from happening. Now, let's get back into some more of these, what's in this book. All right. Get anyone to take your advice. See page 62. Get a stubborn person to change his mind about anything. See page 72. Get anyone to do a favor for you. Now, that's a good one to know. Page 81. Get anyone to return your phone call. Now, for us people in this damn digital age and this, you know, mobile age that we in now, and everybody texting, it would be nice to get a motherfucker to give you a call back every now and then, especially when you calling them and you waiting on them to hit you back, and then either they hit you with a bullshit ass text or no response at all. So this might be a good technique that a lot of y'all might want to employ. Now, let's see what else we got in here. We got stop verbal abuse instantly. Ladies, I know y'all want to get down with this. And fellas, for some of y'all out there with them really verbally abusive women, you damn sure want to put this in your technique. This is probably more for the fellas than it is the ladies. But yeah, you definitely want to keep this shit in your repertoire to pull out when necessary, especially when your ass in public. And last but not least, get anyone to confide in you and confess anything. Now, I know y'all ladies gonna want that one. Y'all definitely gonna want that one, because that one, you know, I watch enough motherfucking Maury Povich to know y'all ladies gonna want that one. Find out that nigga fucking around, you know, and vice versa, because some of you fellas out here, you need this shit probably more than the ladies do, because shit, they masters at messing around and have us sitting there looking like damn fools, only because a lot of the dudes out here have no problem messing around with a woman who got a significant other, husband, or boo. All right, now let me give you a little idea who this gentleman is. He got a little thing wrote down here on the back. Let's read this, all right? David J. Lieberman, PhD, whose books have been translated into 11 languages, is an internationally renowned leader in the field of human behavior. He has appeared on more than 200 programs and is a frequent guest expert on national television and radio shows such as The Today Show, National Public Radio, The View, PBS, The Montel Williams Show, and A&E. He is sought after speaker, lecturer, and consultant. Techniques based on his work have led to groundbreaking advancements in numerous fields and are in use by governments, corporations, and professionals in more than 25 countries. He lives in Boca Raton, Florida. So go check him out. And if you get a chance, go to Amazon, because I know this book is on there. I'm going to put a link on there so you can go get it. And it is called Get Anyone to Do Anything. Never Feel Powerless Again with Psychological Secrets to Control and Influence Everyone. Now, I wanted to go into the book a little bit because I want to give y'all one of these little techniques in here, because this shit here, especially in the case of love and war, this one will probably be a very valuable technique to have. So let's get into this. And what is it? It is called, and this is in the book, it is chapter 11, page 47. And y'all going to definitely want to get into this one. How to see through people. In 2 minutes, get anyone to reveal what they're really up to. Let's just read a little bit of this, and y'all put this into your game plan and your repertoire and use it when you need it. If you're tired of being deceived and taken advantage of, this psychological technique will allow you to actually look into a person's mind to find out if he's hiding anything. The tactic, which I first mentioned in my book, Never Be Lied To Again, virtually guarantees that you can find out if he's got something to hide within minutes. It's called similar scenario, and it works like a Rorschach test, or what is commonly referred to as an inkblot test. The Rorschach test consists of an abstracts by literally symmetrical inkblots. The theory behind the test is that a person's interpretation of the shapes will reveal his or her unconscious attitudes and thoughts. With similar scenario, we use the same theory but employ it in an entirely new way, verbally. What you want to do is to ask a question that does not accuse the person of anything, but rather alludes to it. Then by simply gauging his response, you'll be able to find out if he's got something to hide. For instance, let's say that a woman suspects her husband of having an affair with his secretary. Oh my God. Casually, maybe over dinner, she would say, "Gee, you know what, honey? My boss, Jim, I think he may be having an affair with his secretary." Now, she simply observes his reaction. If he asks questions and becomes interested in the conversation, she can be reasonably sure that he's not doing the same thing. But if he becomes very uncomfortable and looks to change the subject, then it's likely he's engaged in a similar behavior, and it's about time for you to get your detective on and start investigating his ass. And she will notice this immediate shift in his demeanor and attitude. Hear that? Immediate. You'll know immediately if the nigga cheating on your ass. Let's look at another example. Now, this is a good one, too. I like this one. Let's see. You think one of your salespeople is stealing office supplies, and we all been down that road, coworkers, been a supervisor, if you ever owned your own business, been down that road. Asking outright, "Have you been stealing from the company?" is going to put them on the defensive immediately, making it nearly impossible to get to the truth. If she isn't guilty, she'll tell you that she hasn't been stealing. And if she is, she'll likely lie and say she isn't. So instead, you simply say, "Jill, I'm wondering if you can help me with something. It's come to my attention that someone in the sales department has been taking home office supplies for personal use. Any idea how we can put a stop to this?" Again, if she's innocent of the charges, she's likely to offer her advice and be pleased that you sought out her opinion. But if she's guilty, you'll notice her becoming very uncomfortable, and she will probably assure you that she would never do anything like that. There's no reason for her to bring herself into the picture unless, of course, she's the one who feels guilty. So you see how that worked? When they started to help, "I would never do something like that. I ain't even asked you what you stealing. I asked you, can you help me put a stop to it?" See, people play their own selves, be hollering about people snitching. You snitch on your damn self if somebody asked the question the right way. All right, here we go. Do you see how effective this technique is? Let's take one more example where a hospital administrator suspects that a doctor is drinking while on duty. You don't nobody need that. She might say, Dr. Marcus, I'd like to get your advice on something. A colleague of mine at another hospital has a problem with one of her doctors. She feels that he may be drinking while on call. Do you have any suggestions on how she can best approach this doctor? Again, if he's guilty of this same behavior, he'll become very uncomfortable. If he's not drinking on duty, then he will be pleased that you sought his advice and willingly and happily offer it. So whenever you're wondering what somebody's up to, use a similar scenario and find out more. Excuse me, lips not working every now and then, you know, get a little bit excited and sometimes, you know, get a little brain fog every now and then. But just wanted to say that is some hellified psychological techniques, you know, that will play greatly to helping you on a daily basis. It will improve situations in your life. It will de-escalate very intense situations in your life. And it would allow you to feel of more control of your life. So I would recommend anybody and everybody to go out and get this book. Get Anyone to Do Anything. Never Feel Powerless Again with Psychological Secrets to Control and Influence Every Situation by David J. Lieberman, PhD. Now, I'm going to put a link to my social media page, the Original Guru of Good Game group. And I want you to go there and click on that link and go to Amazon and get the joint, or just go to Amazon and type in Get Anyone to Do Anything, David J. Lieberman. And you will find the book, buy it, hurry up and get it, download it for Kindle, whatever you need to do, and read it. And make sure you keep reading it, because see, it's not really a big, thick book that, you know, one of them 500 and 600 page books. You know, I mean, it's a relatively short read, so you can probably get through it in possibly about a weekend, because you're looking at pretty much about, I say about 181 pages. So you're looking at less than 200 pages. And if you're a moderate reader, like I said, you should be able to get through it in a weekend with a couple hours on Saturday, a couple hours on Sunday, and you'll be through. And then a lot of the stuff will be percolating in your head. But the best part about it is that once you finish reading it, whenever you need to go back to it, you can just skip to whatever section, because that's the way it reads. It reads in sections. It's not like something you got to read all the way through. You can go to the index and figure out what it is you want to know about and just skip right to it and read the techniques. I mean, he broke it down technique by technique, made it really simple, made it a really good read, made it really easy to read. You know, for some of us out here who ain't got the high IQ, you know, not all of us are Steve Urkels or Sheldon Coopers. I just wanted to get that in there and get that out, because I wanted to review this book and I wanted to pass this on to anybody who's looking to, you know, just get some better things happening for themselves, you know, improve their situation, get a little bit of control over some uncontrollable situations. Because like they say, you can't control every situation. Sometimes it's just going to be things that's out of your control. But at least if you got some of these techniques on hand, you can at least steer it to a more acceptable outcome, if that's, you know, best you can get out of it. You know, because my philosophy is in life that I cannot change the things that happen to me, but I can change the way I react to them. So I'm going to leave that as the final note for the end of this episode, and I hope y'all take that to heart. And once again, you are listening to the Original Guru of Good Game, and I am your host, OG Zero Game. And I thank you once again for listening in and letting me come into your home and talk a little shit to you. And I hope you take some of this shit to heart, and we hope to hear from you. So please send us an email. Let us know what you think of the show. OGZeroGame@gmail.com, or you can just go to our Facebook page, Original Guru of Good Game. Like, share, and comment. Please, want to hear from you. Would love to hear from you. And if anybody would like to possibly co-host an episode, or you got some things you like to kick it with the OG about, I'll be more than happy to bring you on. So, once again, this is OG Zero Game signing out with my usual hit off, love, peace, and hair grease.